This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Cocaine traffickers used to ship their contraband from Latin America directly to European shores, but tighter security forced them to find indirect routes, and one of their current favorites is along the West African coast, including Ghana. Tons of cocaine now arrives there by boat each year. The ships land in large port cities and even in small fishing villages. From there, the drug is trucked and ferried to European capitals. The illegal trade is having ill effects on Ghanaian society, as The World's Laura Lynch reports.
All day and all night, trucks roll through the port city of Tema. They pick up cargo from thousands of shipping containers stacked high in the dockyards. Most of the goods are legitimate. Food or electronics or clothes. But cocaine is arriving here too, hidden in containers stored inside lawful shipments. The United Nations estimates almost $2 billion worth of cocaine is trafficked through West Africa every year. Ghanaian crime and security analyst Kwesi Anning says the impact could be enormous.
For West Africa, the new frontier of its war is the drugs war. Until there's a holistic region-wide response to the menace of drugs. I think West Africa has just about a window between 3 to 5 years, super maximum.
Francis Omoa of Ghana's Narcotics Control Board says the problem began to grow when cocaine traffickers found the regular routes into Europe sealed off.
Because of the tightening of borders of the Europeans and the Americans, the West Africa has become a place where most of these drug is coming from, because they see the West Africa to be a very large West Coast and they see it to be very porous as well.
Porous seems to be an understatement. While some shipments come in through the main port, others are offloaded from boats at small fishing villages up and down the coast. Omoa admits Ghana doesn't have the equipment to cope.
The Ghana Navy lacks that. We do not have any speedboats at all, and therefore becomes virtually impossible to pursue somebody who is in a speedboat running away and you in a normal boat.
But lack of hardware is only part of the problem. The huge amounts of money involved in illegal drugs invite corruption. 2 years ago, the British Navy tipped off narcotics officers about a fishing vessel approaching Ghana with 2 tons of cocaine on board. The officers let the boat sail on. Almost all the drugs disappeared. The 70 pounds that were left later vanished from a locked storage room at police headquarters. Security analyst Kwesi Anning says it's a symptom of a larger problem.
Quite a lot of the institutions have been infiltrated. The police service, for example, customs is not very good. There are way too many rumors about the judiciary, and some parliamentarians have been arrested. There have been public allegations and accusations of sitting members of parliament. So, I mean, it looks as if the very fabric of Ghanaian society is under attack already.
And down at street level, the social fabric is fraying. Accra has just one government-run addiction treatment center. It's tucked away behind a teaching hospital. Ill-equipped and underfunded, it's little more than a shack with a few battered beds. But this is where Samuel arrived when he realized he wanted to beat his addiction to heroin and cocaine, drugs that he says made him crazy.
I was using this heroin. I went to cocaine. I get almost crazy.
Samuel used drugs for 7 years. Clean for 3 months now, he has no doubt the number of people abusing drugs is on the rise. Doctors back up Samuel's claims. They say that as more and more cocaine and heroin flow through the country en route to Europe, larger and larger amounts find their way to Ghana's streets. In 10 days, the country will elect a new president. The candidates are promising to take action against drugs, perhaps even appointing a new drug czar. Yet even as they make their vows, the rumors of drug money tainting politics won't go away. After all, it was only last year that a member of parliament from the ruling party was jailed in the U.S. for trying to smuggle $6 million worth of heroin. So Kwesi Anning is skeptical of the politician's promises.
As a nation, we need to tell ourselves, lives will be lost, careers will be destroyed, reputations will be destroyed, but we've got to bite that bullet and bring this under control.
Ghana is not alone in facing the drug threat. Other West African countries are part of a network that begins in South America, passes through these shores, and flows across borders and into Europe. The United States has set up a training program to help West African navies detect and stop the drug runners, but the effort will be long and costly. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Accra.